He that winneth souls is wise. The founder of Bob Jones University had a practical, down-to-earth view of the Christian life. He especially enjoyed preaching from the book of Proverbs. On today's broadcast, we present Dr. Bob Jones Sr. with another of his messages from Proverbs.
My friends, you will remember that verse where he said, "My son, if sinners entice thee, do not consent." Then the other verse where it said, "Wisdom crieth in the street." So you have two voices, the voice of sin, the voice of wisdom. The voice of sin says, "Come along, go with us. Come on now. Don't hesitate. Come along with us. Or we'll have a good time. You'll enjoy life. Come on. Forget the old standards. Forget the old way. Forget your mother and your father and your background. This is a new age, you know. Things are different. Come along with us." And if you go along with them, you get in trouble. Now, the other voice is the voice of wisdom. Wisdom says, do the right thing. You know what's right, do it. Now, this is right. This is the right road. Go this road. That's wisdom. That's the voice of wisdom crying. Now, this voice of sin leads to destruction always, terrible destruction. Sooner or later, wreck and ruin. This voice of wisdom, if it's not heeded, it says, because I've called and you refused, I've stretched forth my hand and you rejected. Someday you'll call and I won't answer you. Wisdom says, I'm willing to help you now. But if you want to go on and act the fool, you'll just have to take the consequences. No use to come in after you're all wrecked and ruined and ask us to fix something for you. Wisdom says, come on, do the right thing. Now we wind up this chapter, the first chapter of Proverbs, with these words, the 32nd verse. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. The last verse says, but whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear of evil. Now notice that 32nd verse. That's a very wonderful verse. Strange to say, I never noticed it until just a day or two ago. Of course, I've read it many times, but never caught me, gripped me. That's the wonderful thing about the Bible. You read a verse over and over and over, and someday you need that verse, and it gets hold of you. Now notice what he says. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. Now here are two classes of people. Here's a man that's just an average man. Hasn't much ability, much brain. He doesn't think very clearly. He's just a simple sort of fellow. Now he comes along, doesn't know much, goes along with sin and thinks he can get away with it. Now here's the other man. He's supposed to be a wise man. But God doesn't call him that. God calls him a foolish man. From a worldly standpoint, he's a wise man. So he goes into business or the profession. He prospers. He has great success. He's a big boy, you know. World looks up to him. But he's a fool. You know, God doesn't call a man a fool just like we do. A fool in God's sight is not the man that may be a fool in our sight. See? Now, a fool in God's sight is a man that does not give proper recognition to God. Doesn't recognize God and the wisdom is from above. That's a fool. We may say he's a wise man. You remember that story in the Bible that Jesus told about the old farmer? Why, if you'd have been the next door neighbor to that man, you'd have probably said, my neighbor over here is about the wisest farmer in this country. Why, he makes the biggest crop you ever saw. Everything he touches prospers. You ought to see his cattle. You ought to see his hogs and his cows. You just ought to go and look what a nice farm that man has. He's a wise man. You know, he made such a big crop this year, his barn wouldn't hold the harvest. He had to go build some new barn to take care of his harvest. He's a wonderful fellow. And the man out there that night sat down on his front porch, propped his feet up, leaned back, and said, I'm well fixed. Look at my neighbors around here. They haven't got what I have. They've not succeeded like this. Just look at the difference. Now, what's the difference? Well, I've used good judgment. I made a good crop. And as he sat there thinking about how smart he was, God said, he's a fool. This night shall his soul be acquired. Now, you know, God evaluates people properly. God doesn't evaluate men by what they make in this world, how much success they have, how they make the headlines. You can make the headlines and be a fool in the sight of God. You can be the leading woman in your church and be the fool in God's sight. You can be the biggest businessman in South Carolina, be a fool in God's sight. I mean, when I was a young fellow, I used to see prosperous people. You'd think they were wise. Some of the biggest fools I've ever known in my life were men that had a lot of money. Just great big fools. I know it now. Been out a long time. Now, God says, even the prosperity of a fool will destroy him. Your land will get you. Your factory will get you. Your money will get you. There's a destructive element in the prosperity you have that'll wreck you if you're not related to God right. Now, a man can be prosperous and not be destroyed by his prosperity. There's nothing wrong in having money. There's nothing wrong in reaching prominence. Nothing wrong in that. That's all right. But it's all those dangers. It's terribly dangerous if you're not a good man. It's terribly dangerous if you're not properly related to God. You know, I've had men that sit around and talk to me. Thought they were big men. I remember, I think I told you one time on radio, years ago when I was a young fellow. I wasn't too young, just about 15 years ago. We were sitting there one day talking, and this fellow smoking a cigar bigger than he was, almost. Great big cigar, chest took out. He'd made a lot of money, see. And he looked at me, and some matter came up, some little business problem. I've got what it was. And he said to me, of course, Dr. Jones, you're a preacher. You don't know anything about business. I said, you shut up. You don't have to look down over your nose at me. You shut up. I've seen your kind before. These fellows are big and stick out their chest and think they're somebody, you know. And look down on some of us fellows that could have made more money than they made. Some of the rest of us might have had prosperity if we had have been fools too, see. But we knew there were values beyond those values. Some of us saw that. You know, some folks I know that never made much money for themselves, but underscored the eternal values, were bigger men with had more native ability than some of these big boys. You know, they don't intimidate me. These fellas got a lot of money, prosperous fellas, you know, big fellas, great men, you know, in the world, you see. If you are not properly related to God, the very prosperity you have will wreck you, your children. I remember years ago, I knew a man that started out just a poor fellow on a salary. But he's a business genius. He made money, piled up his millions. And his wife had been a hard-working woman. They were big people. They went to the top in business. They were my friends. This man was at the head of one of the greatest businesses in the United States. And sorrow came to the home. And one day I was in the home, this beautiful, elegant home, and I was talking to the man's wife. They were devoted to me, and I was devoted to them. And the woman said, Dr. Bob, I wish we were poor. I wish I was back at the old job as my husband was on a salary. When our boys were little, and they were such a comfort to us. And now you know this one's gone. Married, life wrecked and ruined. Wish we were poor. Sure was nice to be poor. If we'd never made money, we might have brought him upright. The destructive element was in the prosperity. And they did backslide a little, I'll have to admit it, though they came back to God. That man was my friend. He heard me preach and got a great spiritual blessing in my ministry. And he got back to God, but the prosperity, when he's out, walked out on God to make his money, went out there and forgot God, the prosperity cursed him. Oh, men and women, it isn't money. It isn't headlines. It isn't success. Listen to me, my dear woman. You may live in a little house somewhere, and your neighbor may have a car, and you may have to walk. And it may seem like sometimes that things are not divided around right. Looks like you may not be getting a square deal. Listen just a minute. You may have advantages that other woman doesn't have. You wait till her turn's come in. All we need to do is to be faithful to God. That's the wise man. The wise man's the man that says, here's where I am. I'll do the best I can. I'll be thrifty. I'll work hard. I won't forget God. And if prosperity comes, all right, I won't let it get me. I'm not going to let prosperity get me. You know, I talked to him out here at the school some time ago. I said, you know, we weren't in much danger at Bob Jones University when we didn't have but about 85 students, 100 students. You know, back in those days, you know, everybody was for us. We weren't bothering anybody, see? Nobody was jealous of us. Nobody was jealous in those days, see? No school, no preacher, nobody. Well, they said, that's just a little thing, see? Then the school began to grow. Got a nice plan. Graduated more than some other schools, see? Made the headlines, see? It's mighty easy when that sort of thing happens to stick out your chest. So I said, let's remember that God did it. Don't forget it now. Don't forget it. And if God's blessed you, don't forget God blessed you. Keep your eye on God. That'll keep you humble. You won't be taking any credit for anything. You'll be giving God all the glory, see? The prosperity of the fool will destroy him, see? Why, there are schools all over America used to be wonderful Christian centers. Because they got an endowment. Made some money. Built a big plant. Got a lot of pride. Swellhead, see? And then they lost something. They lost something that was better than a laboratory. They lost something that was better than endowment. They lost something. You can lose something. You can lose something that's priceless. You can have prosperity in your home. I've known many a couple. Married, happy, worked hard. And then they made some money and the man got into business and society. Woman, you know, she got in there too, you know. They got to be somebody, see. And the first thing you know, a woman flirted with another woman's husband, you know. And they got to drinking their cocktails, you know. And then the prosperity wrecked the home. And somebody listening to me now may have a broken heart and never would have had it if he hadn't have made some money. He'd had a happier home with maybe a little house somewhere with vines growing at the door. But it would have been a happy home. A little cottage somewhere. Better than a palace. Better than anything. The prosperity of a fool destroys him, you know. Destroys him. Prosperity. Mighty few people are big enough to be prosperous and be true to God at the same time, you know. Say, I'd like us to do a little heart searching this morning. Are you what you used to be, spiritually? Wouldn't you like some of your days say, turn backward, old time and lifeline? Wouldn't you? Well, you can't turn back. But there's a future out yonder ahead of you, perfectly clean. That's all of us today. Who know that a certain tight prosperity may have hurt us. Let's humble ourselves before God and come clean with Him. Our Father, the temptations are so subtle. It's an awfully, peculiarly subtle world which we live in. Help us to be faithful to Jesus Christ and look up and know that the only thing counts is the glory of God. We're not here for long. We're going to look in the face of the Lord Jesus Christ someday. And that will be glory for us. Help us to walk with Him now and fellowship with Him. So we'll not be ashamed when we see Him. And that will be glory for us. We pray this prayer in the precious name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.
Listen daily for messages by the late founder of Bob Jones University, Dr. Bob Jones Sr. This series is sponsored by Bob Jones University.